Hi, this is Tony Mowbray, and you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Quite right, Tish. It's like sort of getting the sort of royal seal of approval, I feel, Rob, with that, you know, those words coming through. It's absolutely splendid. From the man, of course, who is leading Middlesbrough back to the promised land and has also kicked off Martin Pharmacy celebrations.
He did indeed.
Genius stuff, etc. Together with local MP Tom Blenkinsop, Borough Manager Tony Mowbray kicked off the festivities with an award-winning Middlesbrough Pharmacy, of course, holding its 50th anniversary celebration. That, of course, was October the 23rd. Sunday, thereupon.
Sunday.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Wonderful stuff there. And a great day, I gather.
It was. I come from around there. I used to go in that chemist in the 60s.
You didn't have to give personal details out at this stage, Rob. Presumably it was Gobstoppers. You know, was that it? You know? That's okay. In terms of that, good to see that in these days of multinational pharmaceutical-based things that, you know, there's still a place for the local chemist. It's great.
Absolutely, and great that Tony Mowbray gets out and supports community events because he knows the importance of the community, and he's from here, and that's a great thing. It's great to have a borough manager that is so aware of everything like that and how much his role can mean to people.
We also had, obviously, Middlesbrough-born Olympics hopeful Chris Tomlinson there. Former Southside Broadcasting presenter John Foster, who went on to do some stuff, I think, for BBC Tees in various ways. I think he was around as well.
But
I think he followed it after AA Roadwatch. He left, can you believe it? He left this studio for AA Roadwatch.
Really?
There are times I still sort of wonder about John, but no, great. And of course, the Beer Pigs are also performing from that point of view. So it's so great news there from that point of view. Plus, of course, heads up to Borough season card holder Mike Maguire.
Absolutely, yes. Love Middlesbrough ambassador.
Yep. Winner of the National Community Pharmacist of the Year Award in 2009. And, of course, the Middlesbrough Mayor's Award for Services to the Community earlier this year. So great stuff there from Mike Maguire. Although, I still, maybe it's just I'm old school. Maybe I'm just last century. I still have a season ticket rather than season card.
Yeah. That's right. I say it all the time, but it is a card. So.
Exactly. You can't just peel it. You know, you had that little book of tickets
that
you had.
That's
you could
right.
take one off, etc. Anyway, life continues. In this edition, 495's companion piece, Derby County, of course, we actually go to Helsinki for a young lady who we really should actually do a phone link with, I think, because if only for the fact that she came out with one of the quotes of the season, really, in response to your question. So thank goodness we saw the back of Gordon Strachan. The response of Verpi Kitohau?
I couldn't say.
Verpi.
Couldn't possibly.
Okay, Verpi from Helsinki.
Yes.
Helsinki Verpi.
Yes.
Her response to that line was, "When Gareth was sacked in 2009, in the same week, my boyfriend, who's now my ex-boyfriend, cheated on me." Good response, that Verpi. "I got a letter from the tax office that I'd paid too little taxes and had to pay €2,000 more, and Gareth Southgate was sacked. But to be honest, the Gareth Southgate sacking was the only thing that made her cry."
Yeah.
Well, you know, she would have cried even more if she'd seen the sort of response that his successor actually had. I think I'm not even going to mention his name now. I think we've actually gone beyond that.
We've put it behind us.
Exactly.
We've put that year.
It's not,
Gis, well behind us.
Gis is the thing that we refer to now. Not, you know, you don't even sort of say we anymore. It's just Gis. So we'll be talking. And just with that, I mean, for the benefit of those people, Verpi, frequent visitor to the riverside, travels with her son from Helsinki to watch Borough, etc. How did you connect with her? Just mutual fans? Was it just a case of you thought, etc.?
No, the Supporters Club at Middlesbrough, they do something where they try to join fans up from overseas, and they invited her as a guest and introduced me to Verpi. It was a couple of years ago now.
Quite literally, VIP Verpi.
Yeah. Yeah,
sorry.
And she said that she tries to make a couple of games a season. It's quite expensive for her to fly over and everything, but what really struck me was not only did she fall in love with the football team, but she fell in love with Middlesbrough, the town and the people. She says that she only goes to home matches because she wants to pay her money to Middlesbrough, not to the away clubs, and just because she really likes it. As I say, she really likes Middlesbrough.
Couldn't believe her line that the newspapers don't write about Middlesbrough matches in Finland, and the biggest newspaper only shows Premier League and Bundesliga.
They're all into ice hockey, you see.
Unbelievable.
It's a different world.
But the sort of classic line is, everyone was talking on the radio about going out and having a party some in London. I had a feeling that I have to go out to, for the last couple of seasons, if there is someone I don't know, we start to talk about football and they ask, what is your favourite team? And it's Middlesbrough, a bit like Mumble Gumble. Mumble Gumble? No! If anybody asks now, I will say, it's Borough! She shouts the whole thing through. I'm not attempting to do a Verpy impersonation there, but no. I do feel we should actually sort of do a phone link with us. So we must.
I think so, definitely.
It could be a whole routine for that. Alex Nimely versus an exit that's timely. This being put together by Esteban, etc. Esteban is somebody who is the alias of a keen contributor to Fly Me to the Moon. He's commented on a number of routines from this. You never quite know where he's coming from, though, do you? No. I mean, I think this is the notion of,
he enjoys the surreal.
He does, he does. Alex Nimely, the new Liberian English forward who Mogga was going to start with on Saturday, but as luck would have it, he got a knock. Thanks to Man City, remember that team we annihilated once upon a time by 8 goals.
Yes, you remember that?
Well, yeah, but, it did us the world of good. Look where we are now.
Right.
Sometimes you've got to take that negative and turn it into a positive. That's the key thing. You know, it all sorted through on that basis. Also in the studio with us for the issue 495 podcast companion, the Derby County one, we have Henna, who's from Nunthorpe School, but is doing a work placement with Flying to the Moon. She's also a Borough season ticket holder, and she's already going to be developing and reading a Kadeem Hussein poem. Yeah, that'll be coming through in the next sort of production, etc. We'll be having a reflection on, obviously, the Derby County game. We won!
We did, indeed. Yeah.
But I have to say, and I was going to launch with this, and I thought, no, we'll leave it with Tony Mowbray. What do they feed those 15-year-olds in Derby?
I know.
He was quite a big lad, wasn't he?
He was a big lad, wasn't he? Yeah.
and he could have scored as well several times, really. So, hats off to Nigel Clough for obviously giving youth its chance, really.
Yeah, that's right, because he couldn't play in the midweek, could he? Because it was a school night. Mm. And he had half term this week, so
permission from his parents to do the press interviews. Quite astounding, really, from that point of view. We forgot his name, obviously, but that's by the by. It was just
Bennett.
Was it Bennett? Yes.
Yeah.
No relation to Joe.
No.
The only sort of Bennett who's actually there for that, or indeed Gordon. But that's the line in time. basis. Anyway, we'll be finding out about how the Derby County success sort of worked through. Sadly, looking back over Steve Cottrell, unbelievable. Who would have thought losing to a Steve Cottrell managed team? He gets so few victories these days. I can only imagine it was a Tony Mowbray sympathy vote. Say, oh, all right, Steve, I'll give you a victory. We can afford to actually, maybe not. But we'll talk about that, plus a whole passel of other things in the Fly Me to the Moon podcast. After this,
Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast with Rob Nichols and friends.
Ather & Co. have years of experience in personal injury claims, providing sensible, professional, face-to-face advice to accident victims. I'm Charles Ather of Ather & Co., so you'd expect me to say that. But it's not just me. I'm very proud to say that the vast majority of our clients are recommended to us by other satisfied clients. People who know by their own personal experience that when it comes to accidents, it really is best to... She's the one you know, Ather & Co. Insurers are for cars. Ather & Co. are for people. Call now on 01642 222 575.
With over 80 ensuite bathrooms and a high-quality care for residents provided 24/7 by qualified nurses and carers, Roseville Care Centre provides a perfect home for its residents' emotional, spiritual, social, physical and intellectual needs.
A purpose-built residential care facility in the heart of Ingleby Barwick, Roseville is a care centre which provides facilities to accommodate residential, elderly EMI and nursing service users, offering both short and long-stay accommodation as well as respite and daycare.
To find out more, please telephone 01642 308 188.
100 strokes affect 130,000 people in England and Wales each year. Here's a recipe that can dramatically decrease your chances of strokes.
Excellent. I better get a pen.
167 grams of calcium, 225
grams of magnesium. Hang on, slow down. And one tablespoon.
Remember, any more than one tablespoon could kill you. Any less than one tablespoon could kill you.
Right, what was
and
the recipe?
That's the recipe.
Oh,
if you would like a more simple solution, you can always call Pharma Nord on 01670 519989.
All right.
Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
Let me see if I can jot that down. What was the number again?
01670 519989. Or visit the website pharmanord.co.uk.
And how do you spell Pharma Nord, I wonder?
P-H-A-R-M-A www.ignord.co.uk.
It's almost as if I'm having a conversation with the radio.
Don't be silly, that's impossible.
Pharma Nord, winning the war of nutrition.
When you suffer a road accident that's not your fault, it's easy to be persuaded to go along with your insurer's recommendations. But I spoke to personal injury expert Charles Ather about that.
In my opinion, phrases like, you have free legal cover with this policy, are meaningless. If the accident wasn't your fault, you've nothing to pay anyway. I think what your insurer may mean is, but we've already sold your claim.
And if I don't want to be sold, can I choose my own solicitor?
Of course. It's your right to choose what's best for you. Choose the one.
Text claim to 81400 now.
From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Bob Fisher has come up with another classic cover. Well, actually, does he do the whole cover? Does he just provide the...
No, he does it. He does it, actually.
He does the whole cover.
Yeah.
With the wonderful... it's basically steampunk. This classic, sort of classic steampunk scenario. The patented Borough Phenometer. The pendulum swings, but which way next?
Indeed.
Hannah, would you actually say yourself as being under the sheer panic, constant moaning, pleasant surprised or crazed over-excitement or indeed apathy line on the patent Borough Phenometer? Where would you actually position yourself?
I think I put myself pleasant surprise, especially how we're doing at the moment.
Pleasant surprise, a score of 10. Very good. Yeah, marvellous stuff from that point of view. Okay, BBC, we don't normally mention, well, obviously they're there, thereabouts, and Bob Fisher clearly sort of works for them and does marvellous things from that point of view. But it's something that has obviously moved your good self, Rob, to actually put a full page together, and the strapline, don't let the BBC destroy quality forever.
Yes, because it's under that banner that the cuts proposals have been made. Yeah. And I just think it's really sad that what the BBC are proposing will cut back sort of local voice for people, mm-hmm. and just cut back everything it's like an attack on the identity at the moment of places. We discuss about how newspapers are cutting back everywhere, evening papers turning into weeklies, and BBC is cuts are similar to this. It seems ridiculous to me that I think it's, for me, it's what BBC is all about, representing local people and giving people a local service, and to move that away to London and do local radio from London is a terrible backward step. And I hope people will get in touch with either their MP or with the BBC to let them know what they think of this, because it's just having BBC Tees there is a brilliant resource for people in Teesside that you can actually get onto your BBC station and sort of interact with them. There's nobody else doing it in that way, and we try to do our little bit here, don't we? But it would be a really bad step if we lost so much of the BBC Tees.
Well, there we are, and I trust they remember the support that Southside Broadcasting is lending to the campaign, which is http://bit.ly/BBC Trust. It's Nations and Regions, or just go to the Nations and Regions section of the BBC Trust page and make your comment from there. We thought Verpy's comments were as wonderful in terms of quote, but I see clearly in this particular podcast and Fly Me to the Moon magazine, you've outdone yourself, Rob, because we have another classic line with, "Fireworks don't usually float my boat." who would have thought that young Andrew Glover, a man who actually is responsible for putting that whole thing together in the first place and has never been seen again, apart from sort of occasional trips and various other things, would have come up with that line. But the ones that lit up the banks of the Tees for the Transporters' birthday celebrations last week were fantastic. So, yeah, clearly Andy quite happy with respect to that. I mean, what is the Glover perspective now? Has he sort of put all of the sort of notions of gizz behind, and he sort of, you know, that Mowbray sort of believes it's all going to be splendid. We will be returning to the Premiership where, in the classic words of, again, the other quote that sort of caught my eye from this routine, "You're joking, aren't you?" Stanistan going for that match where we could conceivably say Mothers were playing a Premiership game, possibly in Kabul.
Yeah, that's right.
Nice,
yes.
You know, perhaps Middlesbrough, Newcastle in Kabul. That's a thought. That's one we shouldn't actually talk about.
Yes, he's talking about the latest madcap premier ideas, isn't he?
That's Stanistan. Andrew Glover, do you think he's positive? I mean, he's with this line. Tony Mowbray said he didn't want to give out boom or bust messages after each game as the season progressed when he was being asked to assess his team's start. Keen to stress, of course, it's still very much early days, but third place is not bad at all, really.
No, and as we speak, we're about to go into a match with Southampton. Yeah. It was a good test. This game, the Derby game, because it was the first time we'd come across a team in the top four, and obviously we beat Derby. Mm. It was a close game, a lot of chances at both ends, a really attractive game. Mm. Great, you know, massive. After all those nil-nils and then the 1-0, the disappointment, the home crowd finally saw a really good display of football. Funnily enough, Tony Mowbray thought we didn't play that well. He thought we'd played better in previous games and drawn nil-nil or whatever. But a couple of good tests and that give us a good, I suppose, sort of a litmus test, if you like, of where we actually stand. But not that we ever do stand still, because whatever happens against Southampton, no doubt we will react to it and change in whatever way. But
and a fairly standard sort of figure of 17,407. Yes. The 17,400 mark seems to be one which is there. It's thereabouts. Here we've gone up to sort of 17,567 for the home game against Birmingham City. Mm. It's sort of been on that sort of basis, really. We probably should be going up to the 20,000. Nottingham Forest managed to provide 20,000 fans when, of course, they beat us at their place.
That's right, with Steve Cotterill's first game, welcoming their Steve and singing loudly about the other Steve, Steve McLaren. I think I personally think they might eat the words before the end of the season. A new manager's come in and lifted them, but Steve Cottrell's had an awful lot of clubs, hasn't
he's
he?
He's got a similar kind of track record to Giz,
He was across the Trent, of course, at Notts County, wasn't he? He was very successful there.
But less so at Southampton. Portsmouth, before sort of the Saints fans suddenly start saying, he was never with us.
And obviously very much less so at Sunderland.
Precisely.
With a Howard Wilkinson dream team.
Exactly. Always good to see that Sunderland sort of give us cause to smile these days, which
that's
is great
right.
stuff. It's marvellous.
We should say that Andrew Glover and myself have been on a fans panel with the football club, working on to try and think of ways to increase the crowd. Mm. And obviously we've just
let's ask regular season ticket holder and attendee Anna, what do you think the club should do to actually get back to the 25,000, 30,000 attendances?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I think maybe just more offers on tickets. Like before, when they used to do kids tickets for a fiver, that brought a lot more in when they did that a couple of seasons ago. So just more stuff like that, I think.
This, of course, coming from the young lady who was how old when you went down to the Millennium Stadium in Cardiff to see Middlesbrough beat those Tripe and Trotter team from Bolton?
8 years old.
8 years old, eh? There you go.
Get them young. That's the point, though, isn't it?
Precisely. I think I was 11 my first game I went to. It was a 1-1 draw with Chelsea. Second time in the old First Division.
For Middlesbrough, this?
Yes.
So that would be maybe 74. Charlie Cook playing for Chelsea.
Do you know,
I was at that game.
There are a few sort of folks sitting right in front of us. Come on, Charlie. Come on, Charlie. Come on, Charlie. Come on, Charlie. That's right. It's like a perpetual line on that basis. Yeah. Yes, there we are. And then, of course, the second game, I saw City lose 3-0. Never mind.
Alan Willie, I think. Perhaps.
Yeah, exactly. Strange routine from that point of view. But still. Okay, tis time for the Kadeem Hussain poetry contribution from that sort of point of view. Goals may have dried up. This is going to be delivered for us in a wonderful, classic, superlative manner by Hannah, because she's all set and actually ready to go. So just actually sort of load up the necessary sort of launch for this particular piece as we sort of press the appropriate buttons here. I mean, so we had a bit of a phantom button pusher here. Sometimes you just think it's cutbacks, Rob. where are the whole things going? But would you like a Tony Mowbray ident for this particular one? Do you think that would be appropriate? I think that's very true. Okay, right. Well, here we go.
Hi, this is Tony Mowbray and you're listening to Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
Goals may have dried up, last four games drawn, we're still unbeaten in the league. Dreadlock Destroyer may be misfiring, still picking up points, even though the goals may have dried up. Wage bill slashed by 10 million, paper thin squad, we're still unbeaten in the league. Third in the league, Premiership is our target, goals may have dried up. All-time Scottish Premier League scoring record holder, expensive stars of Strachan era gone, we're still unbeaten in the league. Gaffer, captain of class of 86, injected steel into brittle Borough defence. Goals may have dried up, but we're still unbeaten in the league.
From Middlesbrough to the world, this is Fly Me to the Moon, the podcast.
It's almost got chills on that one, Rob.
No,
very
nice.
Perfectly delivered.
Yes,
very,
indeed.
Very well put together. As is the case with Kadeem's poetry, of course, don't try and explain it, because even when Kadeem tries, we can't quite understand what he's saying. Surreal stuff.
It's the passion.
Exactly, exactly. Barrow Transported, birthday party for the Transporter Bridge Centenary, superb firework display, photos by Tracy Hyman, what's not to love, you know, great on that particular area from that point of view. And of course, Dorman Museum curator, former curator, of course, of the James Cook Museum.
Phil Philo.
Exactly. And of course, he used to be in Kirkleith, the museum, friend of Southside, Phil Philo. The exhibition tells the story of the town's towering landmark, exploring its history, people's reaction to it, and the sense of place it generates. This is, of course, at the Dorman Museum.
Featuring a painting by Alan Morley, whose cartoons we still use. He has the sort of cartoon, sort of clanger, sort of style moon that we use all the time. And the fanzine.
It's genius, you know, or as the clangers might say, that's
right.
You ever familiar with the clangers, Hannah? No, clearly not, by the way. She's just about to go on speed dial to help. I'm stuck in a studio with strange people. What's going on here? Okay, any other reflections we've got on the matches, which have sort of part of it? Obviously, we've talked about Nottingham Forest. The Millwall game was a 1-1 draw. We addressed that. Derby County is there. We're really looking ahead to 3 points against Southampton at the St Mary's Stadium there.
Fingers crossed. It's a few years since we went down to Southampton. It's a long journey. And so it's good to bring something back. But it's a complete transformation there from the last times we played it. Because if you recall, the Dell was sort of like an impregnable sort of home ground for them. It kind of helped them stay in the Premier League for years. Mm. It was only 15,000 capacity, wasn't it? It was tiny. And then they moved to St Mary's. They had to upgrade as they saw it. And they lost that home dominance and they dropped down the leagues into what was the old... what we would have said in the old days, the third division. Mm-hmm. So, but they're now on the way back, and they've got a tremendous amount of momentum, and it's them rather than Brighton that are pushing forward now, and it's all based around their home record, where they look not just unbeatable, but they seem to win every game. Mm-hmm. And it's quite striking that, as Tony Mowbray was talking about this at press conference this week, that an awful lot of clubs have been quite weak at home compared to their away record. Middlesbrough are the most sort of pushing in that direction, but Southampton have built everything around the fact that they annihilate everybody at home. They score a lot of goals, so it'd be really interesting to see a team with a great away record, with that blip at Forest, going head to head with a team that's so strong away at home. Something's got to give, hasn't it?
And we follow that, of course, with the launch of November 2011 and an away game to Doncaster Rovers.
We always love going down to Doncaster. We've got a good record there. Apart from Jason Steele had a howler in the last second of the game.
Jason Steele.
Well, we should say straight away that Jason Steele played absolutely brilliantly against Derby, didn't he, Hannah?
Yeah, he did.
Save after save, even though, you know, it kept us in the game at one point, and at the end it stopped them coming back and pulling back to 2-1. But a tremendous display. Of course, Kyle Hakimi was never on a losing side for Middlesbrough, but he's gone now. He's gone back to Wolves, and Jason Steele's got tremendous potential to go at the very top, I think.
All great stuff there. And finally, in this edition, a Mick Fenton's England medal to be auctioned. The Methuselah football memorabilia auction. Presumably means you don't have to be as old as Methuselah to actually take part in the whole thing. But I always find it somewhat sad when these things do go out to auction, etc. It's a bit sort of poignant.
It's a very good point, and something that we're trying to develop at the moment, that there is nobody collecting, like a museum or a football club or anything. There's nobody actually collecting memorabilia from this area. So we have the auctions here, but the gear is leaving the area. And it would be brilliant if we could sort of set something up where there was some sort of fund or whatever to keep things that...
It's the heritage.
It is the heritage. And, you know, in 10 years' time, we'll look back and think, we've lost all this.
Thursday, November 3rd, 1 p.m. at the Martin Hotel and Country Club in Middlesbrough. We can say that perfectly sort of at ease, because this will be online before then, so all's good from that sort of perspective.
Yep.
And, of course, you can view the catalogue on www.methuselahlimited.com. That's methuselahlimited.com.
Yep.
LTD, in case you sort of think it's L-I-M-I-T-E-D.
Oh, yes, true, yes.
methuselahltd.com. How do people actually subscribe to the genius that actually is the companion magazine? It's been a long time.
Each home match.
Exactly.
Certainly not monthly. It was two in a row.
Exactly.
It's you could go to the website, www.fmttm.com. You could write to me at Fly Me to the Moon, Unit 7, Brentnell Centre, Brentnell Street, Middlesbrough, TS15AP, or email me at robshrug@gmail.com.
Splendid. Hannah, have you enjoyed your contributions to the Audio Companion podcast,
yeah,
of Flowers of the Moon?
It's been good.
Splendid. It's good. coming back again sometime?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, there we are. It's always nice. Never see her again, Rob. You know that. We may well do that. That's excellent stuff on that point of view. So next one up, of course, in terms of the next podcast, will be the companion podcast for the exciting team that is Watford. That is Watford.
There will be fireworks that day.
see what we're doing here, etc. In fact, again, it's well, actually, there is a slight sort of break because Blackpool is a couple of weeks afterward, but it's from Blackpool from that point of view. Anyway, time to wrap up this particular podcast, Fly Me to the Moon, issue 495's podcast companion, the Derby County game, which, of course, was a success. 2-0, so it deserves those wonderful 7 words to be said with the usual passion. Over to you guys. A 1, a 2, a 3.
Come on, Borough.
Up the Borough.
Fly Me to the Moon. The podcast with Rob Nichols and friends.